and to meet Al-Khadr. We explained that yesterday. But something happened actually with this great prophet. He's a prophet. The ulama agreed that he is a prophet. Peace be upon him. So what happened is, yesterday I did not give you the evidence and the dalil. And now certain brothers actually are here exactly waiting for the dalil, especially brother Keeper. He never satisfies unless you give him the dalil. So I give him the evidence today, inshallah ta'ala, from the hadith which we started to speak about it yesterday. Alhamdulillah, our class all the time is built in proof and evidence. I don't sit here to give you a story, and the story is not exactly created by me, astaghfirullah. I'm just giving you exactly what we learned in Islam, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to let Brother Yunus, inshallah, to read this hadith, but I say it by Arabic again. Then Brother Yunus, inshallah ta'ala, give us the translation, and we see what kind of miracle Allah give it to Joshua. Yusha ibn Nun, alayhi salam. And Abi Huraira, رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غزا نبي من الأنبياء فقال لقومه لا ينبغي رجل ملك بضع امرأة وهو يريد أن يبني بها ولم يبني بها ولا أحد بنى بيوتا ولم يرفع سقوفها ولا أحد اشترى غنما أو خلفات وهو ينتظر ولاداتها. This is the first part, first paragraph, both for it, inshallah I have comments for that.
Joshua ibn Nun, the prophet of the Moses, peace be upon them. The statement of the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an abuti has been made legal for you Muslims, narrated by Abu Huraira. The prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, a prophet amongst the prophets carried out a holy military expedition. So he said to his followers, anyone who has married a woman and wants to consummate the marriage and has not done so yet, should not accompany me. Nor should a man who has built a house but has not completed his roof, nor a man who has sheep or she camels and is waiting for the birth of the young ones. That's
correct. Right. So what we learn from this, in order to prepare a group for the people to sacrifice for the cause of Allah, you have to clear them completely from the dunya, from this life. So he mentioned Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salam, in order to choose and elect the people or the army which he wanna take them to open Bayt al-Maqdis and to go to a place in Palestine called Ariha. It is the city in Palestine called Ariha. It's under the occupation now. So in order to choose his army, he chose the army. Anyone has a contract of marriage, but he doesn't have any physical contact with her yet, do not come with me. Why, Brother Safamud? Why he said that? Because if he take one of them and he has a contract of marriage with her, so when you go to the battlefield, his heart will be connected. I miss my baby, right or not? I miss her. I need to see her. I need to rush to go and marry her. He doesn't want this kind of people. Number two, he also actually now someone who built a house and he did not complete it yet. He has no roof. If you have exactly a project like that and you build a house and you did not complete your house, do not come with me. Why? Because his mind actually working hard. How I'm going to get the money to complete the house, to make the roof, to buy the window, to buy the doors, so and so. So his mind completely will be connected with his project. He's not qualified to take him to the battle of jihad. Not allowed. Number three, actually, anyone who has sheep, goats, lamb, whatever it is, she camels, and in expecting babies to come out from any one of these animals, do not come with me. Why? Because again, his mind will be connected with his cattle. Exactly when going to have the baby, when the delivery. Because the most wonderful moment for anyone who raised this kind of sheep exactly is to see the baby and to grow and to have more animals. Is that right or not? That's action. That is the first paragraph. So he elected the army. How many people? 70,000 people from children of Israel. He took them and he directed himself to Ariha, city in Palestine, to open it. And as we cleared yesterday for the member who went with us yesterday, exactly what did he do? He took them, and when he reached actually that place, he found it exactly shaded. Is what is shaded, and the fortress people are inside. And Amalek, those who are tyrannical groups, polytheists, they are not a Muslim, and they occupy this land. And Allah commanded him to go and open. Children of Israel originally rejected when Musa alayhi salam ordered them to go and open it and fight against these tyrannical groups. They refused, but according Allah caused them to be lost in the desert, in wilderness. And Musa alayhi salam and Harun die in the tea, 40 years. So the old people already die, except the young people. That is the people went with exactly Yusha ibn Nun. He found it 6 months siege. They tried to open this fortress, they couldn't. For 6 months. And until the appointed days which Allah written for him to go and open it. He's a Nabi, he's a prophet. Alayhi salatu wasalam, al-Nabi afdal salatu wasalam. He lost in that day 12,000 people, die in one day. 12,000 people die in one day. That's why this guy Netanyahu, 2 days ago when he said, you know, when we calculate the number of the Palestinians who die, that means nothing. Because exactly he checked the history, some of the people, you know, when they opened, exactly the Roman, they came actually to take, to occupy Palestine and the Aqsa Masjid. You know how many Muslims die? Around 100,000 Muslims die when the Roman, the Byzantines, they try to open, to take over, because this area is target for all the disbelievers from the all the centuries. They targeted to occupy it, because this is the land has actually the Jew, the Christian, the Muslim, everybody fight for this area. And this is the holy land, remember. Allah bless it all around. Now, let's we go for the second paragraph. فَغَزَى فَدَنَى مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ أَوْ قَرِيبًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالَ لِلشَّمْسِ إِنَّكِ مَأْمُورَةٌ وَأَنَا مَأْمُورٌ اللهم احبسها علينا فحبست حتى فتح الله عليه فجمع الغنائم فضل.
So the Prophet carried the expedition, and when he reached that town, at the time or nearly at the time of the Asr prayer, he said to the son, O son, you are under Allah's order and I am under Allah's order. O Allah, stop it, meaning stop the son from setting. It was stopped till Allah made him victorious.
Right. What happened here, actually, this is a story. So, when he was fighting in the day of Friday, all this army and Yusha alayhi salam fighting in Friday. But exactly fighting because they are very strong too. These people, the tyrannical groups, Amalek, giants, very strong people. So he fight against them until almost the sunset in Friday. You know, actually, the tradition for the Yahud, they don't fight in Saturday, because the sunset, when the sunset, Saturday will start. So he will fight until the sunset. That means will be illegal, because Allah forbid them to fight in Saturday and to work in Saturday. Go to Brooklyn. In Saturday you find dead. All the shop is closed. Everything. Not allowed for the woman to cook. Not allowed to drive the car. They have there. Exactly, Allah punished them in this situation. And because they prefer to do that. So he, when he found himself, Joshua, with the people, the fighter with him, the resistance. So when he tried, actually found the sun is almost set. He spoke to the sun. Oh sun, you are commanded. You are commanded. I am also are commanded. And he prayed to Allah to hold the sun. not to sit. It is a miracle or not miracle? Did you ever see actually in your life the sun? You know, my brother and sister in Islam, the sun all the time never ever rise except with the permission from Allah Ta'ala and to prostrate to Allah. The sun prostrate to Allah. And the sun never set unless take a permission from Allah and set. The sun set at the sunset. Miracle from Allah Ta'ala. This formula, that's why this ulama, the scientists, they say they don't believe anything actually, anything in astronomy to be changed. Okay. So they are exactly calculate, they know the sun rise in certain time, the sun set in certain times. That is the formula Allah make it. But to hold the sun for 1 hour until he finish his operations, that is a miracle. Allah hold it and order the sun not to set for 1 hour until he finish, then Allah give him the victory. Is it a victory or not? Okay. But Allah is the one He created the whole universe. Is that right or not? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is able to change it. Him himself only. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of us, we know when the people came, was between the two mountains. And the kuffar came between the two mountains in Mecca. Told Ya Muhammad, you claim you are a messenger? He said, yes. Said, if you are a true messenger, here the moon, full moon, split it to two half. The Prophet ﷺ told them, are you going to believe? You going to believe? He said, yes, of course, we're going to believe. Then the Prophet, he raised the sababa, pointed to the moon. And what did he say? He said, Bismillah. The kuffar themselves, they swear Allah, and those who came from outside of Mecca, they testified, Ajaban, wow, we never see the moon split into two half, one over a mountain, call it Jabal Za'tar, exactly, and another piece in the other side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, He created the whole entire world. He's able to change it by the dua in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is believed. That's why Allah sends Surah Al-Qamar. Surah Al-Qamar, the moon. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The day of the judgment became closer. And the moon has been split. In 15 years ago in London, 600, more than 600 scientists, they were there in the meeting. And one of the American scientists, he stood up and he said, lady, gentlemen, I'm going to give you a big discovery. We reached the moon, and when we reached the moon, we found the moon as a crack, split it from the middle. And we spent $8 billion. That's almost 15 years ago. One of the Muslim scientists was there. He said, why you don't come to us? We're going to give you cheap prescriptions. We have an ayah in the Quran. So Allah sent the Surah Al-Qamar. Allah said, اقتربت الساعة. The day, the hour became closer. One shaqqa al-qamar, the moon has been split. We're going to give it to you free. You don't need to spend the $8 billion. That is a miracle from Allah. Allah is the one is able. Fire can burn or could be cool. What is the normal, the fire? What's the fire do? Burn. So what actually exactly when the people, the family of Ibrahim, the tribe of Ibrahim, they took him and they put him inside the fire. Normally the fire burn anything. They tied him up in the chair. And then what after that, the fire came and burned the wire. But not to touch. Why? Because Allah ordered the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارِ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. We said, oh fire, be cool and refreshment. People outside suffering from the heat of the sun. Suffering from the heat of the fire. And Ibrahim inside, he say, I love this place. It's air conditioned here. Don't move me here. Inside the fire. After they fire it for 3 days. Allah is able, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is able to change anything, inshallah ta'ala. Aye. We finish actually the rest of the story. Allah give you victory. So what happened after that? فحبست حتى فتح الله عليه فجمع الغنائم فجاءت يعني النار لتأكلها فلم تطعمها. فقال إن فيكم غلولة فليبايعني من كل قبيلة رجل. فلزقت يد رجل بيده فقال فيكم الغلول فليبايعني قبيلتك. فلزقت يد رجلين أو ثلاثة بيده فقال فيكم الغلول فجاءوا برأس مثل رأس بقرة من الذهب فوضعوها فجاءت النار فأكلتها. ثم أحل الله لنا الغنائم رأى ضعفنا وعجزنا فأحلها. Last paragraph.
Then he collected the booty and the fire came to burn it, but it did not burn it. He said to his men, some of you have stolen something from the booty. So one man from every tribe should give me a pledge of allegiance by shaking hands with me. They did so, and the hand of a man got stuck over the hand of their prophet. And that prophet said to the man, the theft has been committed by your people. So all the person of your tribe should give me the pledge of allegiance by shaking hands with me. The hands of two or three men got stuck over the hand of the prophet, and he said, you have committed the theft. Then they brought a head of gold like the head of a cow and put it there, and the fire came and consumed the booty. The Prophet added, then Allah saw our weakness and disability, so he made booty legal for us. He put it in Sahih al-Bukhari.
Yeah, Sheikh Kiba, we still don't understand the story. What's going on? The Sharia for those who were before us. The booty is mean the collection of the remaining of the war. They take it from the disbelievers. After they win the war and Allah give them victories, all the booty belong to them. But from before us, before the Muslim in the Sharia, all the Sharia, the booty Allah forbidden actually to take any one of it or anything of it. What is the story when they collected the booty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it from the sky fire to burn all the booty, because it's not allowed to collect anything from this booty, not allowed to collect anything from the remaining of the war people before us. So after they collected, fire will come from the sky to burn all of it. That means Allah accepted. When Allah send the fire and burn the remaining of the war or the booty, that means Allah accepted. So what happened after that? After they collected the booty and they put it in certain place, fire did not do anything, did not burn it. So Sayyidina Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salam, he figured it. قال إن فيكم غلول, someone of you stole some of the booty. That's why Allah doesn't accept it. Some of you stole it. So what did he do? How are we going to deal with 70,000 people? He's not going to exactly. So he make a pledge. Everyone come actually choose from every tribe one to come and shake hands with him. So the first one who came and shake hands with Yusha ibn Nun, his hand is stuck already. It became sticked. Cannot take it out from the hand of the prophets. You imagine, it's another miracle that's happened actually in Imam Malik. There is a formula in Islam, the people, exactly the scholars, says لا يفتى ومالك في المدينة. No fatwa will be valid while Malik in Medina. So one day actually a woman die, and this woman, she has a misbehavior. She has illegal sexual intercourse with some people. When she died, they call a woman to bear exactly to wash her body. So she came actually to the private part of the deceased woman and to start actually style of exactly beat it. How many times this private part commit adultery, commit zina? The one she washed the body, She came to the one, the woman who died already, and she asked like illegal sexual contact. She said, how many times this private part committed zina, committed adultery? So her hand is stuck to the private part of the deceased person. How are we going to do that? Some of them, we cut the hand of the woman. Because how are they going to take the hand off exactly? You have to take it exactly with her to the cemetery. The hand of the woman. So what happened? They said, no, we ask Imam Malik. Imam Malik is the scholar of the Medina. The Prophet, he gave indirect. Exactly about the scholar was born in Medina, and he was Imam Malik radiallahu anhu. So what happened after that? The Imam Malik came from behind the door. He said, what did you do? I did not do anything, ya Imam. He said, what did you tell the body? He said, exactly how many times this private part committed adultery? He said, ask her to forgive you. She asked you, say, I ask you by the name of Allah, because the deceased person is still can hear. I ask you by the name of Allah to forgive me, and so and so. When she said this word, her hand became released. Same thing with Yusha ibn Nun. When he checked the first one from every tribe, he chose one. Check hand. To do what? Exactly, because that is the sign. Sign to know who is the one he's stealing the booty. Some of the booty. Who is the one he did that? So you cannot go and give a pledge while you are a thief. Because Allah, he sees you. Pledge is mean exactly to have to be honest and fulfill. So what did happen? The man, his hand is stuck it with by Yusha alayhi. He said, your tribe committed the theft. Bring all your tribe. His tribe came, he checked, examined, he knows among the tribes. He knows this specific tribe, they are the one they stole the sum of the booty. So he started to check hand one by one. The first and second or two, three men, they actually exactly check his hand. Their hand is stuck with their hand. So he knows exactly the thefts are among you. So he figured which group stole it. So what do we have to do? He said, bring it back. They went and they got a head of a cow, gold, a golden head of the cow, and they gave it to him. So he took it actually and he put it with the rest of the booties which they collected from the war. And Allah sent the fire and all actually burned it, all of the booty burned it. That means Allah accepted. For Shari'at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to end my class today, Shari'at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are allowed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allowed the Muslim Ummah, if you became victorized, that or you became in victory, what you have to do, the booty will belong to you. You are allowed to take it and no fire will come. That's actually only for Muslim Ummah. That's why I give you hadith here, but the time is finished. We'll study this hadith to show you that Allah gave Prophet Muhammad five, and he never gave it to anyone before him. Allah give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam 5, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly give it to the Muslim Ummah only through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and never he give it to anyone before him. This is our appointment, inshallah ta'ala, to study this hadith, inshallah, and we continue because you have the second part also of the hadith. Let we see what is the children of Israel did after Allah give them victory. How they deserve the land? We'll see actually from the second page how they did with Prophet Yusha alayhi salam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant all of us knowledge. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make all of us among those who listen and obey. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Few questions. You have time?
Yes.